Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, December 10th. This is Susan Over. We will begin this part of the reading with Input Sought on Use of Grant, Bloomington. The city wants to get more public input on how it will spend community development block grant money to improve residents' living conditions and has a proposed plan aimed at improving participation. Quote, "The Citizen Participation Plan is an important collaborative effort between area agencies regarding the use of CDBG funds," said City Manager Tim Gleason. "The objectives and methods this plan lays out are key to engaging a variety of stakeholder groups, especially residents of low and moderate income levels, to identify needs and set priorities," end quote. The council will vote on that plan following a public hearing when it meets at 6 p.m. tonight at City Hall. Also on the agenda is voting on an insurance plan which would cover unexpected sewer and water expenses for residents. The federal CDBG money is intended to provide decent housing and a suitable living environment and expand economic opportunities, principally for low and moderate income families and households. Public input would be used to form a 5-year plan for how the city intends to use $500,000 it receives annually from the Urban Development from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That current 5-year plan will expire on May 1st of 2020. The Citizen Participation Plan differs from previous ones in that the city will work with the town of Normal and McLean County Regional Planning Commission to try to get more residents to help identify needs and set priorities for spending that federal money. Normal receives about $400,000 in CDBG funding every year. The city and town will not be combining their programs. Before the Normal City Council unanimously approved a new community participation plan at its meeting last week, two public commenters shared their ideas for that funding. They suggested adding recreational sport courts, converting vacant buildings into affordable housing, and expanding library access through satellite branches. In another matter, the city could approve a new insurance program to help residents pay for costly water and sewer bills, which result from leaks on their property, and to fix faulty lines on privately owned residential property. At a November 19th work session, there was council consensus to move forward with the program offered by Sunbelt Insurance Group. After the city staff and company officials answered questions aldermen previously had, the city staff is proposing the cheapest option, a 1.05 monthly leak protection monthly leak protection premium for each residential customer for a $500 maximum covered amount per occurrence. That coverage for spikes in consumption-based water and sewer bills would be limited to one occurrence per customer per year. Leak protection coverage wouldn't take effect until customers' water consumption is more than double their monthly average amount, said Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch. Out of the city's 28,000 accounts, almost 2,000 in September experienced those types of leak amounts, according to Karch. Sunbelt ServeLine program also offers insurance for repairs to privately owned residential water service lines and sewer laterals. That coverage also is available through other companies. The proposed monthly rates for repairing the residential lines would be $4.84 for water lines and $6.60 for sewers. All residential customers would be enrolled automatically in the water and sewer leak coverage program, but they could opt out. Customers must be enrolled in the leak coverage plan in order to opt into the water line and sewer lateral protection plans. End of article. Zoo hopes for new dads. Bloomington. Miller Park Zoo officials are hoping two new residents will be dads soon to aid in its breeding programs for two protected species. Misha, a male palace cat, an import from the Czech Republic, and Spencer, a male otter, have arrived and are being introduced to their mates. Quote, "It gives us two new breeding pairs for two species that we are trying to breed at the Miller Park Zoo," said Jay Tetzloff, who heads the city's Zoo and Parks Recreation and Cultural Arts Department. End quote. Breeding programs are an important part of the Miller Park Zoo mission. They play a vital role in the conservation goal of species survival plan, said Tetzloff. In 1999, river otters were upgraded from the state endangered species list to a threatened species. They have since been delisted because of state efforts in restoring the playful mammals population. Palace cats are listed, and that's P-A-L-L-A-S, are listed as a vulnerable species, said Tetzloff. With otters, it's a species which has not bred well in zoos. We have had great success here, said Tetzloff. Four of the five last years, the zoo has had pups born there. Spencer replaces Ozzy, a North American river otter who died unexpectedly in May 2017. Spencer will be paired with Tallulah, who was carrying two male pups at the time Ozzy died. The pups, born February 12th, will leave and go to the Fort Worth Zoo in Fort Worth, Texas this winter. Miller Park Zoo has a female palace cat, but it has never had a breeding pair until now. Quote, "Being able to import an animal is significant for our conservation mission and important for the palace cat to have long-term success," said Tetzloff. "One of the primary challenges facing captive breeding programs is maintaining genetic diversity. Breeding is carefully managed to ensure as much genetic variation as possible. Importing animals gives the population a new line of genetics," said Tetzloff. The not-for-profit Ewing Zoo Foundation pays for all acquisitions and shipping of animals for the Miller Park Zoo, said Tetzloff. In terms of the otter, the only cost was paying to have him picked up and driven here from Dayton, Ohio, he added. The palace cat came in from Europe. We did have to pay for shipping and a broker to get him through customs, but all of that is paid for by the Ewing Zoo Foundation, end quote. The palace cat is around the same size as the household cat, but it has a stocky body and thick fur and is more elusive in nature. Its natural habitat is in the higher elevations of Central Asia, from the Caspian Sea through Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and northern India to central China, Mongolia, and southern Russia. End of article. Construction happenings. This is under a picture. A Stark excavating crew continued site preparations last week where a new Biagi's Ristorante Italiano and a Mexican Tex-Mex restaurant, Ancho and Agave, will be constructed. The two restaurants, as well as Biagi's corporate offices, will open next year at the northeast corner of Route Illinois 9 and Airport Road on Bloomington's east side. Biagi's currently remains at 1501 North Veterans Parkway during the construction period. Also, construction equipment remained staged last week next to Parkview Food and Pub at the corner of South Morris and West Wood Street on the west side of Bloomington. The Route 66 mainstay, located near Miller Park, is almost revived after a fire gutted the original building in October 2016. End of article. Veterans Corner. The Area Recreation Center, 600 East Willow Street, Arc, in Normal, will host a Veterans Information Seminar at 10:30 on this Wednesday, December 12th. Representatives of the McLean County Veterans Assistance Commission will present information about federal, state, and county benefits for veterans. The public is welcome. Dick Briggs, a representative of the Greater Peoria Honor Flight, will present information about that program. A brief question and answer period will follow. The Bloomington Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 454 is having a feather party from 7 until 11:30 p.m. on December 14th, this Friday, at the Post, located at 1006 East Lincoln Street in Bloomington. Watch the wheels spin and participate in the best raffles in town. There are many chances to win turkeys, chickens, ham, bacon, and other assorted prizes. The public is always welcome, and proceeds will benefit the VFW Veterans Program. Wreaths Across America. Wreaths Across America lays them at Arlington National Cemetery, at State Houses, and at 1,440 cemeteries across the U.S. This year's local fundraising effort to support the program by American Heritage Girls Troop IL-2112 was very successful. The local ceremony will take place at noon on December 15th, this coming Saturday, at Evergreen Cemetery in Bloomington. The ceremony will be conducted at more than 1,100 memorial sites where Americans proudly gather as one nation to remember, honor, and teach about the great sacrifices of veterans who have gone before us and the active duty military service members defending our freedoms today. End of article. Illinois State Scholars, Bloomington. Dozens of Pantograph area students are among the 2019-20 Illinois State Scholars by the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. Students are selected based on class rank and ACT or SAT test scores. Scholars receive a letter and a certificate of achievement. They will be listed alphabetically by county, then by high school, then by last name. McLean County, Bloomington. Damilola Adebayo, Cassandra Edelman, Kelsey Ayers, Michael Bachman, Anna Bauer, David Callahan, Colton Cogswell, Lucas Dom, Lucas Edwards, Prathik Gowda, Alexa Hanna, Matei Ionescu, Claire Johnson, Mackenzie Jones, Aubrey Jumanville, Maya Kohlenberg, Maria Lawrence, Karis Lovell, Aiden Medlock, Madeline Novotny, Janelle Owens, Alexis Packard, Colin Poschel, Noah Pounds, Kelsey Reisenberg, Macy Rink, Grace Sanders, Josephine Schmidt, Piper Seglum, Jacob Self, Lucas Scherfe, Linnea Skillroot, Catherine Straub, Adetaya Thakur, Fiona Ward Shaw, Faith Whelan, Letitia Yount, Central Catholic, Jack Beemsterbor, Emily Brady, Madison Clark, McKenna Duncan, Olivia Folk, Braden Glowacki, Julia Godsey, Joseph Harris, Thomas Killian, Renata Lee, Abby Lewis, Dylan Maness, Benedict O'Mara, Sean Pears, Christopher Russell, Justin Shady, Ryan Shady, Megan Sheehan, Amelia Savore, Kennedy Snyder, Zachary Tomerlin, Thomas Wilder, and Alexander Zlatik. Cornerstone Christian Academy, Jonathan Barrett, Jeremy Gary, Joe Hirschman, Seth Jorgensen, and Lucas Walker. Hayworth, Aaron Brown, and Ellery Johnson. Leroy, Kara Levingston, Hadley McKenzie, Zebulon Pleora, Nathaniel Ross, Sarah Wielander. Lexington, Joseph Epley, Tyler Grimsley, Tessa Higgins, Rachel Stanfield. Midwest Christian Academy, Jackson Irby. Normal Community, Allison Algrim, Lydia Bain, Carson Barber, Madison Beneke, Abilene Biddle, Thomas Briggs, Angel Brummett, Chance Bryant, Yanitha Zaya Buccio, Riley Buchanan, Andrew Carlson, Francis Casella III, Kevin Chen, Emily Shakisa, Yashmita Shintala, Tyler Crittenden, Andrew Cummings, Anna DeBruin, Justin Dolman, Lindsay Douglas, Jacob Ewan, Abby Fite, Blake Foster, Sydney Franklin, Nicholas Gilhouse, Teja Sweeney, Govindaraman, Ryan Griffin, Benjamin Guo, Morgan Ha, Shannon Haffen, Jacob Haggerty, Kimberly Hom, Brianne Halperin, Savannah Henson, Anika Hires-Desai, Matthew Jacqua, Sharon Jagadeeswara, Krishna, Melissa Jennings, Ella Joaquin, Venkata Jonadula, Puhita Hulakanti, Drew Cagle, William Kern, Yudit Kishore, Andrew Klosterman, Jillian Klunk, Emerson Koster, Sarah Kraft, Tyson Krollis, Anna Kreinert, Adarsh Kurumbile, Jessica Laughlin, Angela Leone, Kyle Manning, Aaron Martin, Paige McBride, Lauren McCarthy, Riley McDonald, Sri Medicetti, Sydney Meek, Georgia Merkel, Leah Milsick, Ayatesh Mupuro, Jacob Myers, Isha Nair, Prajith Narandran, Jared Nutt, Colby Oltman, Sophie Osborne, Jayanth Potapati, Evan Poge, Ethan Potts, Caitlin Quinn, Abigail Rasmus, Anna Rink, Michael Romero, Audrey Ross, Jennifer Rao, Lena Runyon, Abigail Rushton, Jenna Schaefer, Catherine Schultz, Jacob Swartzberger, Ayushi Shah, Muskan Shah, Hannah Shim, Brendan Short, Jacob Simonson, Addison Smith, Jacob Spirer, Anna Stephen, Kavya Sudhir, Ethan Swan, Isaac the Krall, Emily Wade, Elizabeth Walker, Christiana Wang, Matthew Wells, Benjamin Witzig, and Caleb Zabrosik. Normal Community West, Mitch Janika Augustin, Anna Bankston, Hannah Beck, Madison Bergeron, Zachary Bergeron, Riley Billington, Kate Berlingmare, Tess Berlingmare, Jacob Boykin, Jason Boomgarden, Matthew Boyd, Mary Burrell, Maggie Burris, Ja Naya Creer, Charles Davis, Brennan Diedrich, Ethan Fisek, Nicholas Forcade Perkins, Zachary Gilliam, Leah Grehan, Cody Hart, Emily Hartman, Wesley Hirschberger, Jessica Hybe, Sarah Hodgen, Georgia Kreckman, August Kruger, Megan Marshall, Keegan McClure, Alexander Memmer, Gabriella Miller, Molly Mook, Benjamin Morgan, Ella Mucciolo, Sean Perret, Mackenzie Piazza, Sophia Pithin, Jessica Powell, Witten Rice, Francesca Riley, Stephanie Reinhardt, Emma Robinson, Brianna Souter, Hannah Siegler, Mara Smith, Sydney Smith, Jaden Thompson, Andrew Trower, Ethan Varela, Jordan Walker, Margaret Wetzel, Colin Wilsey, Sarah Wilson, Isabel Zhao, Olympia, Hannah Berkey, Maxwell Cleveland, Olivia Forrest, Marissa Horning, Hannah Lawless, Kelsey Lesson, Grace Littweiler, Annalise Marsiglio, Carmelita Martin, Rose McManahan, McManaman, Claire Mercier, Madeline Nichols, Molly Shemp, Ethan Schopp, Jacob Spade, Chloe Spracklin, Hannah Thomas, and Samuel Webb. Ridgeview, James Benefiel, Robert Benefiel, Adam Bourne, Taylor Cavender, Tate Hoffman, Anna Lopshire, Alexis Shum. Tri-Valley, Nathan Carmichael, Vincent Dubrava, Marissa Foley, Catherine Freeman, Kristen Freeman, Renee Garneau, Madeline Haas, Derek Holloway, Megan Hoff, Matthew Kovich, Cody Masters, Isabel Mata, Alexander Mortensen, Shane Mishka, Jacob Pacheco, Evan Quist, Andrew Rice, Carson Schaefer, Caleb Stevenson, Zachary Stiles, Shauna Stripe-Matter, Sam Von Dunn, and Camden Zook. University High, Paul Africano, Susanna Angles, Luke Armstrong, Alexandra Beam, Isabel Bionis Jacobs, Jonathan Boudreau, Lauren Brown, Carter Bruins, Dorette Chamarthy, Stephanie Chow, Boston Cooper, Lillian Culp, Isabel Cutting, Isabella Anna Favis, Jade Fung, Riley Gillibrand, James Hahn, Charisma M, Hunter Keen, Austin Kyle, Jonah King, Nicholas Klaus, Grace Leskovisek, Kalis Lim, Shreya Malpani, Parker Matheson, Joseph McCullough, Thomas Moe, Sean Muhammad, Madison Murphy, Joshua Niposino, Jennifer Park, Manav Patel, Taylor Pitkunis, Colin Poultney, Hannah Proshnow, Shreya Ramachandran, Mason Runkle, John Sauser, Emily Schoenig, Adam Schofield, Alexandra Sehus, Kelly Stempinski, Emma Stroh, Matthew Sue, Sean Supan, Matthew Taylor, Nathan Torres, Ava Trevarthan, Cooper Wilkin, Lana Williams, Catherine Winger, and Xavier Zaitsev, as well as Ella Zona. El Paso Gridley, Sophia Allen, Emma Baker, Ella Blair, Chelsea Chiodi, Nathan Donaldson, Megan Endres, James Engelhorn, Taryn Fairchild, and Peyton Rarick. End of article. On duty, Bloomington, U.S. Marine Corps Private Bianca D. Garza, the daughter of Salvador Garza Sr. and Rebecca Cochran Garza of Bloomington, has completed her recruit training, 4th Battalion Oscar Company, at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. The 2018 graduate of Normal Community West High School continues the Marine legacy set by her brothers, Sergeant Salvador Garza Jr. of Okinawa and Corporal Raimundo A. Garza of California and Lance Corporal Ezekiel D. Garza of Okinawa. She is the granddaughter of Daryl and Deborah Cochran and the late Fernando Sr. and Antonio Garza. End of article. Miscellaneous Nutcracker Play. Bloomington. Ashley Brown of Bloomington, daughter of Heather and John Brown, appeared in Champaign Urbana Ballet's The Nutcracker. She danced as the Sugar Plum Fairy. Ethics Bowl. Bloomington. Two Pantograph area residents are members of the Illinois Wesleyan University Ethics Bowl team, which qualified for nationals by placing 4th out of 32 teams at the Upper Midwest Regional Competition at the Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago. Local team members are Juan Rios Narcisco of Aerosmith, a design technology and entrepreneurship and political science double major, and Adeline Schultz of Bloomington, a philosophy major. 4-H Award. Kara Freudor, a McLean County 4-H member, recently claimed the top award for her work in the Veterinary Science Project area. She received a $200 cash prize for the award, sponsored by the Auxiliary to the Illinois State Veterinary Medical Association. She is an 11-year member of the Hudson Egg 4-H Club. As part of her veterinary science project, she taught county workshops on issues related to vaccination, autoimmune diseases, anxiety, ear tumors, and the importance of baseline blood work. Bill Houlihan Award. Katie Henderson from Bloomington received the Bill Houlihan Professional Award, a community advocacy award from OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois. This award recognizes a professional who advocates for children through their work, going over and beyond daily expectations to improve the lives of children. She is a licensed educator and a founder of Music Connections Foundations, Inc., which provides kinder music to children and families in central Illinois. She partners with organizations and churches to offer music education to underserved populations. End of article. Eastland owners push to pay less. Bloomington. Bloomington residents could soon feel another kind of pain from the exodus of anchor stores at Eastland Mall. CBL Properties, the Chattanooga, Tennessee company which owns that mall property at 1615 East Empire Street is pushing to pay less in property taxes, which would move more of the burden onto local homeowners and other businesses. It is a common practice. Owners are challenging assessments on nearly 1,000 McLean County properties, including homes this fall, but one with uncommonly high stakes for the mall, which in 2017 was worth quadruple the next most valuable property currently under dispute with the county. CBL paid $1.43 million in property taxes for the mall this year, based on 2017's assessment of $16.9 million and a property value of $50.7 million. The next most valuable property challenged is Normal's Walmart, with an estimated property value of $12.5 million for 2017. Local taxing bodies are working with CBL on a settlement agreement, said County Supervisor of Assessments Bob Common. They are set to meet at 3 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, before the county's Board of Review, which decides property tax disputes that are not settled. The county needs to reach a decision on that property by January 1st, said Common. Some disputes are then advanced to the state's Property Tax Appeal Board, where they can take as long as 7 years to be resolved. CBL did not return requests for comment on a settlement. Colin Manahan, Chief Financial and Facilities Officer for Bloomington's District 87 Schools, one of three taxing bodies involved, alongside the City of Bloomington Township and Heartland Community College, declined to comment. In dueling appraisals, CBL and the township lay out very different stories of that mall property. CBL argues the mall is shrinking and declined to $9.3 million in assessed value, while the township contends it's an evolving investment that has declined only $1 million in value. Those are property values of $28 million and $47.8 million, respectively. Wow. The mall has lost nearly all its anchor tenants in the last 2 years. Macy's and JCPenney's closed last year. Bergner's and Sears closed this fall. Kohl's is now the mall's sole anchor store. H&M and Planet Fitness have opened in a portion of the former JCPenney space. And an Outback Steakhouse is about to open in the mall's parking lot outside the former Macy's. CBL bought the former Macy's for $2 million. Quote, most mid-sized malls throughout central Illinois have lost anchor tenants. Typically, the malls have had little success in finding new tenants for these spaces. According to an appraisal from Taylorville appraisal firm Salisbury & Associates, after a relatively stable 2019, it is expected vacancies will stabilize, according to an appraisal from Timothy Jorsak, the township senior commercial appraiser. It is projected that base rents will grow 2.5% annually. In another case, a settlement was reached in a 2018 property tax assessment complaint filed by Fair Value USA, Inc., the owners of the former Nestle plant at 2501 Bike Road. That agreement will result in a $286,629 reduction in the value of the property and a $95,453 reduction in its equalized assessed valuation. The tax assessment was based on a lower property value of $4.4 million. The tax rate has not been determined, so the amount of the company's tax bill payable in 2019 is not yet available. The company was billed $131,522 in property taxes for 2017. Prior to this agreement, the Board of Review was considering a total EAV of $1,562,210 for taxes payable in 2019. Those amounts have remained the same for tax years 2014 through 2017. In its complaint, Fair Value officials said they believe the plant's EAV should be $1,333,200 based on the $4 million price it paid to purchase that facility in March 2018 and assessments of adjacent property. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, December 10th. At this time, we will take a short break.